You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode number 501, and it's after 500 episodes. That shouldn't be a shocker to you. My name is Paul, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You.
And my name's Rob. Yes, we welcome you. We are glad that you're with us. We hope that, that things are going well. Your business is growing. Your flight skills are getting better.
You're focusing on quality. You're focusing on developing your skills. You're working on your business. You're working on building relationships. It sounds like a lot. There are many hats that you need to wear. But the sooner you become comfortable with that, the more fun this game becomes.
Absolutely. And the potential is just growing and mounting every single day.
True. And it's also, you know, like what's the story of your business? How do you see the story of everything unfolding? Because if your story doesn't have a positive outcome, well, why not? What are you doing to make sure your story does have a positive outcome? What strategy are you going to use to make your story become reality?
You're getting deep. It's making me think of Simon Sinek's TED Talk on your why. So if you haven't listened to that, go check it out. I think it might, if nothing else, it'll make you think.
I think another good book too, if you are, you know, really needing some motivation this time of year, which is pretty normal. These gray, dreary days can definitely be somewhat depressing. And another book you may want to check out is Die Empty. I really think that is a good one to focus on why you're doing what you're doing and how to attain that.
Very cool. Kind of leave it all out on the court, as they say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a good way to put it.
Awesome.
I'm only like halfway through the book, but it was written by the same guy who wrote Contagious.
Okay.
Jonah Berger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very cool. Awesome.
Definitely.
So go check those things out.
Yeah, let's probably get to the show. We've got a lot of really fun shows coming up. Again, when we shot the episode last week, because I'm sure you've noticed we record some of these episodes in blocks just because of the crazy schedule around here, and it's not slowing down anytime soon, especially with all the new opportunities that are arising. And that being said, when we recorded the 500 episode, I wasn't really full of energy and endearment and wonderment. I just really want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. This has been so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
For many of you that have never met me, this podcast, as much as it does for you and answering your questions and getting that information out there, and the goal is really to, you know, advance the industry through knowledge and education, but it does a lot for me too, and it does a lot for us here at DroneU, and it really helps provide structure. And for an entrepreneur like myself, I'm sure a lot of you guys can empathize and understand that staying focused can sometimes be difficult, and staying in a routine in business can sometimes be difficult. And this podcast is the routine that started all of my routines. And I mean that. It really has. And if it weren't for this podcast, I wouldn't even understand the scope of routines and how they can make everything easier. And I'm saying this because there are a lot of guys out there who have been getting frustrated with this waiver process and some of the paperwork with the FAA. And they've also been frustrated with the numerous illegal operators that are out there and the perception that we're not really getting help from the FAA. The FAA is making steps. And a lot of people think flying is difficult, which it is.
To do it well, sure.
But with routines, you systematically make it easier.
Mm-hmm.
And if success were easy, my friends, everyone you know would be wildly successful. But you need to come to terms with the fact that success is not easy. But if you gamify the experience, it becomes a lot of fun. And if you do what you love, well, then you'll never work a day in your life. I feel like I'm talking the audiobook voice right now.
You kind of just went into that mode. No, it's well said and well received, I'm sure. Makes a lot of sense. Actually, it's a good lead up into our question, which I think is what you're doing. Besides saying thank you, which we are very, very grateful for all of you guys.
No, really, I am grateful. It's so nice. You know, it's probably a year period when people would walk up to me at conferences and everything and all the time, and I would just be like, oh, here we go again. But I've realized that everyone has their own unique story and how many drone operators are out there and how many people really, you know, want to do this and how much it really means to them.
Yeah.
And I really had to take myself out of the position here to fully understand that. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it can feel so overwhelming when you have so much going on and someone coming up to you and being like, oh, I'd love the information. And that seems overwhelming to me. Like, there's something wrong, mm-hmm. you know? And I had to come to terms with that in the last kind of month or so that, like, why does that seem wrong? And yet, Rob, the very best opportunities now that have ever happened to me have been because someone walked up to me and said, hey, Paul, I watched your show. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally. So if you're thinking about things astray or awry, things aren't seeming like they're kind of normal, I think we're going back to that whole reason of asking yourself why. Why are you doing what you're doing? Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you can understand that and believe in it, then, and I don't remember the name of the principle. I wish a friend of mine was here to remind me. But the bottom line is it's very, very common for a business, an idea, even a relationship to kind of take off and move very, very slowly at sort of a very, very small incline. And then eventually, another way of looking at it is like the book Tipping Point, right? Where it just takes off and then starts to exponentially grow. And if you believe in your why, then you will have the patience to get to that point. Because it could be a month for one person. It could be a year for the next person.
It could be 5 years.
It could be 5 years. But if you believe in your why and you're doing it for the right reasons. Now, of course, we have to acknowledge issues like finances and those kinds of things that are very real. But if you're able to manage those things and keep believing in why you're doing what you're doing and keep fighting for it, there's a really good chance if you do things right and you do things well and you keep fighting and struggling and doing everything that you need to do, that upturn will happen and it can grow exponentially. And you've seen that in the last probably 18 months.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think what you're trying to say or how I am interpreting it is that if you're willing to work to that point and just beyond that point where you feel like it's time to quit and time to give up and you mm-hmm. work just beyond that point, you work beyond the point where most people would quit,
mm-hmm.
that's a tipping point.
Yeah.
And I think that's so true.
Absolutely.
And I think that has been true with me,
mm-hmm.
even with my own business. There have been times where I've wanted to quit, but if I would have known what I know now and income capability, I would never have stopped.
Yeah, it would never have even been an issue. Of course, not that it's all based on income possibilities, because ultimately you kept going because you just love flying and you wanted to do something where you were flying.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it was about. You knew the potential to make money was out there. Maybe you didn't even know how much, but it was all about loving to fly. So that's kind of your why. And then how can you improve other people's lives through something that you love?
It's true. And in fact, I was talking to someone in the industry, Jim, the other day, and he was like, you know, I always like to recruit people who love what they do. Because if they love what they do, they care about what they do. If they mm-hmm. care about what they do, then they care about what they provide to you as a service.
Yeah. And if they care about what they do, they are going to
just deliver more.
They're going to deliver more, and they're going to be more capable of overcoming challenges,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they're so motivated and they're so determined and committed that a challenge, and obviously they come in varying degrees, but a manageable challenge will be managed and overcome.
Which I think is really important, because I have a few friends that are commercial bankers, Rob, and I've been talking to them a lot about, you know, loans for businesses and whatnot, and not because we need a loan, just because it's interesting to know the perspective around loans. You know, I want to do a story on a VC startup capital and mm-hmm. whether getting capital for your startup is really a good idea or not, because time and time again, I have never seen a VC success story. I've yet to see one, like it personally, not on the news or anything, but personally. And going back to these commercial bankers, oftentimes these commercial bankers, I was at a party in DC one time, this guy told me this. He said, Paul, a lot of times the numbers don't make sense. It looks like it's an impossible challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this level in commercial banking where you have to be able to look someone in the eye and try to distinguish just how hard they're willing to work for it.
Yeah.
Because it's like a relationship, Paul. If they're willing to communicate and work through the problems, then the venture will keep going.
Exactly.
But if they're weak-minded and they're not passionate about what they're doing, I'm never going to give them a loan.
Right.
Because they're ready to walk away from it tomorrow.
Yeah. And sometimes for those guys, that's based on a gut feeling. I mean, obviously they know that person. They probably checked references. We go on about the way they go about doing that. But a lot of that's gut.
Yep.
What's their gut say?
Yep. All right, let's play this question. We're getting so deep in here.
We're philosophizing? It's getting,
yes, I'm philosophizing. Hello, right. My name is George W. Bush, and I like to philosophize.
Hey, Rob and Paul. My name is Steve, and I am an aspiring drone businessman. And as we speak, I am putting together my business plan. So I've been taking a look at my competitive market, and some of the guys out there, you know, their footage... isn't necessarily that great, and their websites aren't totally up to par, but they do have some good equipment, and they've been doing it for a few years, so it's a little intimidating, but I've got a couple of niches that I definitely like to target, but I'd also like to pick some low-hanging fruit if I could. So what I'd like to know is, if you guys were in my shoes, how you might approach this, and I might establish if it's worth giving it a go, and kind of where should I start about assessing the competitive market and, you know, what opportunities might be out there for me. Can't wait to hear the answer, and I love the show. Thanks.
Steve, thanks for the question. Guys, if you have a question, don't forget, askdroneu.com, get it in, and we'd love to hear from you.
And definitely recommend checking out the book, Living the Drone Life, because it really is all of this information culminated into one organized book.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, comping. How in real estate, comping is something that is pretty regular practice. If you want to know how much you're going to sell your house for, chances are you're going to look at what are houses in the area going for that are around the same size, same kind of features. That is a comparable. It's like reading comping. You are comparing or the comparable houses. So, how do you do that for your business, Rob?
Wow. Well, number one, I think we go back, and we can certainly get into that, Paul, but you and I were talking about this before we started the podcast, and I think ultimately we landed on, and it comes back to sort of our intro of, is this something that you love doing and that you're passionate about and that you're going to do whatever you can do to make it happen? Certainly you need to assess the market with any endeavor and make sure that there's a market there.
So how do you assess the market? When you say assess the market, what are we looking at?
Well, again, let me just back up and finish the thought that if this is something that you want to do, go do it. Number one, we'll just tell you the market is probably there. All right. So we'll tell you that.
We're just going to say the market is probably there. But what Rob is really trying to say is that if you're willing to work hard enough, chances are there's a niche market for it. And yeah. I remember the story of like when we went to the, what's that guy's name who does the conferences down in Arizona? Paul or not?
I know who you're talking about.
Oh gosh, the guy lives in Durango. You know what
I do know who you're talking about.
The product launch formula guy.
Yes, product launch formula. Yeah.
Anyway.
His name is totally escaping
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it was a product launch formula conference all about launching your business, and it's about membership businesses and everything. And there's this guy there who created a membership site on how to talk to girls.
It's right here.
Literally, how to talk to girls and pick up girls. That was his membership site. Is that you would learn how to get dates,
right?
Without doing Match.com, like going out there and being like, "Hey, girl, what you doing?"
And I suppose it'd be almost similar to like our group, right, where people are giving success stories. Hey, I use this line and it worked.
I think maybe I'm so happy that's not what we do. Jeff Walker is his name.
Yes, yeah. That is right. Thank you for that. How do we forget good old Jeff? There are some ways. I mean, obviously you can talk to people. You can talk to realtors. You need to get out. We've had many members from DroneU start to set up at realtor conferences, realtor meetings, and they're just talking to realtors and
kind of gauge the needs you then get new business. Yeah.
Yeah, and see how many of those realtors are kind of understanding that the opportunity is there, how many of them are saying things like, yeah, I know that you can use drones, but I don't think I need them. I mean, what's the feel for your market? My hunch is that by now, from one form or another, most realtors, when you talk about low-hanging fruit, Steve, have heard that it's a good way to go. I just have a feeling. I don't know. And maybe part of the issue for you is that you're in a really small town or something like that, in which case I could see where the market research would be more more important. But if you're in a reasonably sized town or city, the opportunity is there. And the other thing that we've talked about is don't necessarily get focused on your competition. And you've already alluded to the fact that you've done a little bit of checking on your competition. You can tell that they're out there and that their quality is maybe less than stellar. Just go beat them. Spend your time getting better, working on your quality, talking to people, networking, flying, getting better, and the competition won't matter.
I think I've heard it before where become so good, you're unrecognizable. So good that your skill is unrecognizable, meaning everyone knows you because of the quality that you give. And if you have that higher level of quality, you are going to notch out your own little area of the pie. And, you know, to go back to my point in the guy, the French guy who has the membership site, if you're willing to work hard enough for it, you will make it happen. It's just, you know, are you willing to take it that far? Is the market going to bear your services? There are Drone You Guys members that are going out to these associations, and yes, mm-hmm. they're getting an idea that people do really want drone services, but I think we're on the tip of the iceberg. Again, we talked about this in the book, that the drone is like a platform, just like the cell phone is a platform to create right. many applications. More and more people are seeing drones. It's been in the news more and more and more. There's only 600,000 registered drones in the country, even though that's more than the registered aircraft in the country. I still think we're on the tip, the absolute tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. And if you become very, very, very good, you're going to have work. I mean, it's just that simple. And there are so many drone jobs available right now, it's absurd. And if you really want to make good quality money, you don't want to make it into just another career, you want it to be a lifestyle, you're going to have to turn... to have that really, really good skill in order to live off that skill. So you can't just be willy-nilly going to be a drone pilot. You've got to work at it. You have to really drive to meet that quality standard. But if you do reach that quality, people will notice. People will hire you because they've seen that before. They want that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is very relationship-based. I mean, I will say that obviously, like we're talking about here, quality is one of the most important aspects of whether or not you're going to be able to make this a long-term thing for yourself. But relationships are very important. And what I mean by that is you could have, let's just take Realtor A, who's got a really good friend who's a drone pilot, and they're not very good, and you're way better. You're still going to have to develop a relationship with that realtor to ultimately overtake that friend. Because it is relationship-based. So it is a combination of those things, meaning you can't just go fly, 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 and then expect the business to come in. You're going to have to go out and start meeting people and developing those relationships. Because frankly, that's one of the reasons that you're so successful, Paul, is because you're always out there developing those relationships. But I also know that I overhear you talking to people because he's often talking to people in the office, on the phone, obviously. And one of the things that you say is, my quality will prove itself to you, or you'll see the difference in my quality. I mean, you point that out to people, and obviously then you have to deliver, mm-hmm. but it's okay to talk about that, sort of the humble brag. It's part of the process.
Definitely part of the process. But I think to answer his question, is the market big enough? Absolutely. You know, are you going to be successful? Depends on you. How hard are you willing to work for it? Are you willing to be tenacious? I think we answered the question for him. Is it going to be hard? No, but take joy in the challenge, to take joy in the adventure.
Yeah.
I mean, is happiness really based on, you know, think of it like a little kid. Are you super, super stoked that you went to the water park? Or is it the idea that you're going to be able to get to go to the water park and other theme parks again and again and again? You know what I mean? It's not just that one little gratification. It's the gratification of a lifetime that you're trying to, you know, go for.
Yeah. No, I understand.
I totally went a different direction than I initially went with.
That's okay. I know that a question like this is asking for like a list. Go here and look for this. Then go do this. Then go do this. And I just don't know that it's that simple. There probably are metrics you can look at, et cetera, et cetera. But it's just deeper than that. And the stage that the drone industry is in right now, the market is there. I almost feel like, please don't take this wrong, that Steve, that people can start to say that almost like an excuse in case it doesn't go well. The market wasn't there. it's there.
It's definitely there. No question.
Yeah.
So, but if you have a question, go to askadroneu.com and upload your question. Steven, I hope that we inspired you and motivated you to take action. Because at the end of the day, why are you doing this? Why are you flying? Why are you thinking about getting into the drone business? Is it because you really like it? Is it because you love it? Is it because something you enjoy doing? My question to you is, why aren't you doing it? On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone You, and thank you for 501 episodes.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.